This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. I know you're expecting some Aqua there to take you into Detours, but you're very, very unlucky. They're not here today. They're taking a day off. You've got 2 hours of me, 2 hours of Terps and Tucker, all about Christmas. Stay tuned. We're going to have a rollicking good time.
This is Fiona O'Loughlin from the Christmas Comedy Club, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you, Fiona O'Loughlin. That's a very kind introduction to 2 hours today of Cravings, the lovely team from Detours. I believe they're off travelling, which is what they want to do. So today you have 2 hours of me, Pete Dillon, taking you through until 2 o'clock. We are going to talk all things Terps and Tucker for Christmas. We're talking cocktails that you can drink through the summer. We're probably going to be discussing your meat, your Christmas meat, because that's always important. But I'm going to kick it off. I've got two young chaps here in the studio. One's name is Daniel, one's name is Josh. They are from Agent 284 in Collingwood. They are hipsters from Smith Street. They're going to hate me saying that. Welcome, guys.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Hi. Nice and close to the mics, because people want to share your Christmas joy of Smith Street, Collingwood. You hate being called a hipster, don't you?
Yeah, it's not a title we brand ourselves with these days, no.
Why not? Isn't everybody in Collingwood a hipster?
No, I think everybody in Collingwood's just who they are.
Fair enough.
Each to their own.
So we leave the hipsters to Fitzroy, do we, Josh?
Oh, it depends what you call a hipster, really, these days,
isn't
it?
Oh, you know, skinny jeans, big hair, look like they could do with a sandwich.
No skinny jeans here.
Oh, that's disappointing. I'd like our little newsreader, Matt Thompson. Matt, thank you for the news. A very good job. Also, thank you to Macca and Brett. Terrific 2 hours of Saturday Magazine. We've got a couple of things to play. We're going to have some Christmas music. We also need to thank, and how could I have even missed it, the man to whom we are eternally grateful. As always, he's our technical director here at Joy 94.9. He's a man about town. He's Matthew Nock, and we owe him an enormous debt of gratitude for just getting the shows on air. I could sit here and wax lyrical while he sits in the next studio and laughs, but of course, not appropriate, because we're going to talk some food in just a second. It's 8 minutes past 12.
We're gearing up for another huge summer of joy. Catch Joy 94.9 out and about at all of the biggest GLBTIQ events in Melbourne and beyond. Midsummer Carnival Day, the annual Pride March, Sydney Mardi Gras, Chill Out Festival Daylesford, Pride Week La Trobe University, and stacks more. Celebrate the most uplifting season of events with Joy 94.9. Speak to Joy's sponsorship team and learn how you can be seen and heard at the biggest events on Australia. Is only gay and lesbian radio station all summer long. Call 1300 Joy 949 or email sponsorship@joy.org.au now. Joy 94.9 is the official radio partner of the biggest events in the GLBTIQ community. If it's on, we're there and on air.
Yes, of course we are. Pete Dillon with you. I almost said it was 9 minutes past one because that was my normal time for sitting in this chair. But 2 hours with you today. So 2 hours of your favourite Christmas indulgence. And with me in the studio to start, Daniel Lamura and Josh Andrewartha, both from Agent 284. Josh, you're the chef. Tell us about the cuisine at the venue.
At the moment, we're still finding our feet a little bit because we're brand new. We're just experimenting with what really works in the area and what the area is kind of needing.
What's the area asking for?
I think lots of fresh, you know, I'm trying to make everything we can there nice and fresh, just keeping things simple as well and reasonably priced. Of course,
in this day and age, that is the key, is it not? To have reasonably priced food that you want people to come in not once a year for a special occasion, but you know, once a month for their local hangout.
Yeah, that's what it's really about. Is that affordable? You know, the same price that you can prepare some of these dishes at home, we can serve them up to you, and you don't have to do the dishes.
It's nice when you don't have to do the dishes. I'm all for that. Hey, you guys are going to help me with this this very first text message, 0427JOY949, if you would like to send a message to us, whether the guys help you out or some of our later guests. We're going to be talking with Dan Sims. We're going to be talking with Justin Wise from The Point. And it says, "Hello there, Mr. Foodie. Would you kindly assist us with a dilemma? Not doing the family thing this Christmas." Well, that's probably a smart thing to do because families and alcohol should not be mixed. "And would love to know where would be the best Christmas lunch for a group of friends at this late stage. Have a lovely and gorgeous Christmas with lovely food and beautiful wine. Melbourne is the best city in the world." That is from South Yarra. Thank you, South Yarra. You are absolutely correct. Lovely food and beautiful wine is my Christmas lunch. Guys, where would you go for Christmas lunch? Where's open at this late stage where you might get in?
Well, I'm probably the wrong person to ask. I'm from Queensland, so I don't
really... Well, I'm sorry about that. Really am. Daniel, you're a Melbourne boy.
Mate, I'm doing things with the family this weekend, just for the one day. The one day we are... Well, the 2 days we're closed is Christmas Day and New Year's Day. Just spending time with my family, as I've spent the last 12 months not doing that at all.
Sure. Well, maybe somebody out there who knows of some vacancies for Christmas at this late stage, only a few days away, 0427JOY949, send an SMS to us and see if we can spread the love. You can phone 1300JOY949. Mushin is sitting on the front desk waiting for your call, wrapping Christmas presents between the calls coming in. You can email onair@joy.org.au or you can send a tweet to cravings_joy949. That's our Twitter handle. And you can tell us where, in fact, you might suggest that people can go for Christmas lunch. I'd be all keen to say to you, if you've got a bunch of mates, just pack a picnic. Go and sit in a park somewhere with a decent bottle of wine, pack a picnic. Everybody brings a bit of something, a salad, a chook, a, you know, lump of ham, some pork, some turkey, whatever it takes your Christmas fancy. And do that. I think that's a much nicer way to spend Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters where you go. Is it? You just find the right group of people to do it with.
Well, that's it. It's about having the logical or the biological family with you to celebrate the day, whether you are a Christmas person, whether you are religious or not. It's 12 minutes past 12 here on Joy 94.9. Craving, I'm very, very confused that I'm in here at midday. Pete Dillon with you through until 2 o'clock. I have Daniel and Josh who are... Once we're going to come back, we're going to talk a little bit about what's on the Christmas table and certainly what we should be drinking through summer. And we'd love to hear from you, so do throw us a text. We might even have some Christmas music just to make you vomit in your car on the way to IKEA. It's 13 minutes past one here on Cravings on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
My humble and sincere apologies. I did say it was 13 minutes past one. It's only 13 minutes past 12. You have 2 hours off me today, so I probably will make that mistake somewhere again before we get to 1 o'clock. Daniel, when you first walked in, you mentioned something about some music and a particular piece of music that you were after. I was somewhat surprised. I thought you'd be more into, you know, something a little more left of centre. But what was the type of music you asked me about?
The Boney M. Christmas Carols.
The Boney M. Christmas Carols. I don't think that you could... I don't think you can have Christmas without Boney M., can you?
No, it's important to have that on, you know, if not just to drive the family mental, I think.
Well, we're not just going to drive the family mental. We're going to drive those Joy listeners mental right this very minute. This is a little track. It's Spanish. It's called Feliz Navidad, and it is, of course, by Boney M. A special request from one of my guests, Daniel Lamura, here from Agent 284 in Collingwood, who we're going to come back to in just a minute and talk about some food for Christmas tables and what's, in fact, on his table.
Joy 94.9.
Hello, this is Julia Zamiro. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Julia. The nice of Julia Zamiro. Whoa. I think we've had enough Boney M for one particular weekend. 16 minutes past 12, Pete Dillon with you on Cravings. 2 hours of Cravings today, taking you through until 2 o'clock in the studio. Daniel Lamura and Josh Andrewartha, who are going to talk a little bit about Agent 284, first of all. So this is a cocktail bar, isn't it?
It's three floors. It's a casual dining restaurant on the ground floor, mm-hmm. on the street, and a beautiful cocktail bar upstairs. And then we've got a large function space downstairs, which holds 120 people. So we sort of looked at the space originally as the two floors and then decided to develop downstairs to give us that, you know, extra bit of leverage around the area to hold functions.
Where did the name come from?
It's not as funny as we'd think. We spent a lot of time looking at different names, different sort of concepts for the venue, including sarsaparilla, which is one of my wife's favourite words, I think.
I love sarsaparilla. I love to drink sarsaparilla, but I like to drink it with booze in it.
Yes, vodka.
Vodka sars.
And then we were watching a lot of Get Smart at the time.
Right.
And unfortunately, you can't. 86 and 99 are trademarked. So 284 is the address, and Agent is the venue on it.
There you go. That's very simple. We've got a stack of messages and things come in. First of all, hi, Pete. When are you here having young Matt Dempsey back on from Gladioli? He's going ahead in leaps and bounds from his very proud Uncle Terry. Terry, the moment I'm going to have him on, I will let you know. Somebody suggested try Chapelli in Chapel Street. It's open every day, so there's an option for you, South Yarra. Asking where to go for Christmas lunch. Thanks, guys, for that idea. The Botanical Garden sounds like a nice idea. Bless your gorgeous gay heart. Oh, aren't you a doll? Thank you. And Chappelle has said, hey, great song choice. Have a fun 2 hours. Thanks, Chappelle. She's, of course, you can catch her later in the afternoon, I think on a Saturday about 5 o'clock or thereabouts. She does a bit of a show that's got some very cool music. So thank you for those messages. So, yes, Chappelle or The Picnic. There you go. We've solved somebody's Christmas dilemma already.
Perfect.
You've got Christmas Day off, Josh. What's on your Christmas table?
Mine's all seafood.
Right.
Lots of seafood and lots
prawns,
of white
oysters,
wine.
Prawns, blah, blah, blah.
Whole fish.
Yep.
All that kind
How
of stuff.
How do you prepare your whole fish?
Just nice and simple. Just bake it in the oven with, you know, like some white wine and some herbs and a bit of lemon and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Just let the fresh fish speak for itself, really.
And prawns, you just... Prawns,
yeah.
Oysters. Do you do a little dressing for your oysters?
Yeah, I do normally. I prefer a more natural, but sometimes most of my guests don't, so give them some options as well.
So how many people do you get stuck every year having to feed your family or your hangers-on or, you know, the lady up the road because you are a chef?
No, this year, because I'm not going home this year, so I'm staying in Melbourne.
Right.
And it's been a bit of a last-minute thing. I'm just getting a few mates over late in the afternoon who kind of an orphan's Christmas kind of thing and just having, you know, having a few drinks and a kind of light late lunch.
And loads of wine, you say. What are you going to drink with all that seafood? There's only one thing that screams to me with all that seafood, but...
I like just as much white wine as I can get my hands on, I think.
Right, so no particular variety?
I might prefer Pinot Gris normally, but yeah, it just depends.
Pinot Gris would be nice with seafood. I'd be gallons of Riesling. Bring it in a great big barrel. And Daniel, you normally work for Christmas, so what's on your table this year? What are you...
Yeah, well, this is my first Christmas day off in ages, so... look, I think we're going to do a couple of different types of chickens.
Yep.
I've never been a big fan of the turkey for Christmas, so...
It's a little dry, I find.
Yeah. And it's such a fickle thing to cook. Chicken, you just can't go wrong. A couple of different stuffings.
Yep.
One of the traditionals having a Sicilian background. So,
right.
Yeah, some Italian sausage and just 3 dozen different types of salad. And a Prosecco.
36 salads.
To wash it all down.
Salads. Do you have a favourite salad that you put on your Christmas table?
My mother makes an amazing one with balsamic vinegar and lots of brown sugar. I don't think I'll be putting that one on this year.
But, why not? That sounds delicious.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But it's Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, it's the one day of the year that you can turn yourself into an alcoholic and a diabetic in one day and suffer for about 3 days afterwards, because it's a thing that we love to do is to overeat on one day of the year.
Yeah, I kind of overeat one day a week, I think, at this stage.
Love to know what's on your Christmas table. 0427-JOY949. Send us a message. Tell us what you're having for Christmas lunch. You can phone 1300-JOY949. You can email onair@joy.org.au. Or you can send a tweet to cravings_joy949 if you are a Twitter. Do you boys tweet?
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately, yes. So can people look you up, Josh, and find who you are on Twitter?
Yep, they sure can.
Which is?
It's Mr. Andrew Arthur.
Mr. Andrew Artha.
Yep.
Excellent. Are you on Twitter, Daniel?
I'm learning.
Facebook. Is the venue on Twitter?
The venue is on Facebook,
right.
And has a Twitter account as well. So it's agent_284.
agent_284. Get him into the Twitter sphere, folks. Get him happening on Twitters and drive him mad. I don't know how people can live without Twitter. I use it all the time.
It's just something that I haven't... the Facebook thing I've learned quite well. I'm getting better at it, let's put it that way. But Twitter is just, it's a different animal. It's because it's so live.
Mm. So, a Queensland Christmas, I'm assuming, Josh, is seafood as well?
Normally with my family, it's not. It's normally quite traditional, but I love
full,
fresh seafood.
Full catastrophe of roasted meats and vegetables and
heaps of salads
craziness
and just over the top kind of thing. But it's always so hot, and it's just nice to have some nice fresh seafood when you can. And
what about dessert? You've brought in a piece of cheesecake that I will later on be devouring. That's cooked at 100 degrees.
Yeah, we cook at about 110 degrees for 3 to 4 hours, depending on how long it takes to cook, just to keep all the flavours there and nice and fresh and beautiful.
Do you do a Christmas dessert? Are you a pudding man?
I'm normally just nice fresh fruits as well, being Queensland, all nice stone fruits and are nice in season at the moment and all that sort of stuff. So
sounds like an easy Christmas for you.
It's good. It's normally one day off.
You don't really have to prepare anything.
That's
Daniel. What about let's hark back to your Sicilian background.
Mm-hmm.
What's a traditional Sicilian Christmas dessert?
I think trifle was probably the thing I ate the most growing up. I'm also from North Queensland originally. I've been down here 16 years. Yep. But, all I can remember is trifle with bottles of masala in it.
I love masala. Yeah. A masala and Coke. It's not often that...
it's a very underrated spirit, let me tell you.
Yeah, look, it is. Guys, I'm going to play another little bit of a Christmas track for you because I've got a bit of a crush on the boob, and I'm going to get you to ask a mate of mine a couple of questions when we come back. You might know him. He's on the television. But let's kick off with just a little bit of the boob, Michael Bublé, with It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas.
Joy 94.9.
And it is the gayest station in the nation, the only gay lesbian radio station, and one of only three in the world. So you are very, very lucky to be listening to us on air. Text message from Mark. Hi, Pete. Just landed in Adelaide. Lots of Henschke white wines, turkey, barramundi, prawns, and my stuffing made of bacon, cranberries, parsley, chestnuts, and brandy. That does sound delish. Thank you, Mark. And somebody else who does sound delish and might even be able to offer us some hints on what's on his Christmas table. You might know him from the television. He's Matt Preston. Hello, sir.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
Good, mate. It's been a long time since we've spoken. What's on the Preston Christmas lunch table?
It'll be the normal debate. I live with one Christmas Nazi and my sister's another. And so they have this endless debate about whether Brussels sprouts are a part of a Christmas meal. They will be, let me just tell you at this point. whether or not we're allowed to have chipolata sausages wrapped in bacon, whether or not we're allowed to have what stuffing we should have. I'm thinking this year it's going to be something a bit kind of Middle Eastern-y, you know, pistachios, coriander seed, dates, maybe a bit of orange. So I'm thinking, and it'll definitely be turkey, definitely be a whole ham. And then from that, we'll just kind of eat our way through the ham over the first 2 weeks as one does.
Yes, it's. I'm interested to know also what does happen to people's leftovers, because we do overindulge on Christmas Day, and there's always seafood left over, there's salads left over, there's puddings left over, there's pavlova and trifle, and of course, how do you use it all, Matt? Have you got a little trick on what to do with all that?
The new one I'm doing is just buying a. If there are 10 of us there, buying a turkey for 8. Because you tend to think of Christmas lunch being like a normal roast, but obviously there's so much more stuff going on in terms of what you're eating beforehand, the puddings you're eating afterwards. I think it's dangerous. We end up buying a turkey for 14 when there are 12 of us eating, only, and we're left with a third of the turkey left. And turkey is the most rubbish of all leftovers, really. I'd rather buy a small turkey and put the money towards buying half a ham.
Yep.
Which is so much more versatile. Turkey, really, rissoles, pies, sandwiches. Turkey risotto, not really one of the great culinary highlights of the year. Certainly, I think that's a. And that's tip number one. I mean, tip number two is, again, only dress half the salad. Because obviously it's the dressed salad that breaks down. The undressed salad is far more likely to hold, and you can always just pull the other half out of the fridge, dress it
if it's needed.
If it's needed, but it'll never be needed. And think of your restaurant experiences when you watch all those people who spent $12 on a side salad in a fancy restaurant, and you watch, and they go back with maybe one leaf removed. I mean, it's like it's a. So I think again, it's about. about, there's that sense of you wanting to make it feel like it's abundant, but it's good to have abundancy in things like fruitcakes and cheese and dates
and mince
things,
pies
things that will yeah, mince pies, stuff that you can take around to other people's houses, that you can also then, you know, recycle, reuse, or use for the first time the next day.
Matt, are there any traditions that you brought with you from the UK that you insist upon on your Christmas table?
Yeah, Brussels sprouts is one. Bread sauce is an absolute essential.
I love bread sauce.
Yeah, and it's rare. My in-laws don't go for bread sauce at all. So that's something that has to be there. It's got to have a little bit of, it's got to be made with milk that's been infused with the flavour of an onion studded with cloves and a bay leaf. Yep. But again, for me, Christmas. What I love is I love the turkey. I love the turkey, the bread sauce, and the peas, and possibly the turkey skin. Those are the things I like. But you know, they're kind of the yum bits of bread sauce. But you know, Christmas is always, you know, what are the essentials? Well, I've inherited my younger sister, who's a Christmas Nazi. Her love of, you know, you've got to have the Neil Sedaka Christmas album on. You've got to have the Johnny Mathis Christmas album. It's got to be as tacky as possible. The Christmas tree cannot be something elegant. It's got to be loaded with lametta, with fake tinsel, with dangly silver and gold bits. You know, it's got to look like an explosion in the Christmas decorations aisle of Kmart, really.
And exercise in kitsch, Mr. Preston.
Oh, yeah, well, absolutely. Yeah, well, I think Christmas is all about kitsch. Yeah, anyone that is a you know, that has become a commercialised celebration where your central character, the bloke in the red and white suit, is kind of synonymous with a famous soft drink. It's kind of automatically. We wouldn't want a stable type Christmas, would we? If we wanted to reference the real face, it'd be a bit weird sitting around eating ox and ass.
Yeah, it would. And also, something to drink for Christmas. Obviously, you know, the wines of your choice are a good idea. Do you finish with a little something with your pudding? Is there a little tokay?
It'll either be a port. I love the tokays from Chambers up in Rutherglen.
Yep.
There is a great bottle from Buller's. And again, work beautifully well with blue cheese. So if you got some Stilton, if you got some Gorgonzola on that cheese board, that's pretty good. But and also the other thing is, you know, with that bottle, and this is absolutely criminal, but you know, if you've got the Muscat, I'm going to say I love Muscat on crushed ice with some crushed mint in it. You know, sitting by the pool, very civilized. So I tend to avoid the big heavy red wines because otherwise I'll end up sleeping for the whole of the afternoon.
Yes.
So I'm a big fan of cocktails and champagne cocktails, and which are all again really simple to make. Especially we've got 20-39 people coming over to drink on Christmas Eve, so which is a ridiculous thing to do. So in order to keep that simple, we'll do champagne cocktails. We'll get 5 kilos of prawns, make up some mayonnaise, and let people fend themselves. The only question I'm now trying to work out what I'm going to do with the prawn heads, which by Boxing Day will be starting to smell pretty well.
We actually put all of our prawn heads in the freezer, take them out on Boxing Day, and make a bisque.
Well, that's a very civilized thing to do. Mm. I just have a horrid feeling that our freezer is already full of, you know, the apple pie, the pudding, the this ice cream, the that ice cream. Because you know, because this is the hardest thing. The hardest thing is, you know, working out where you put everything before you eat it. You have to buy it all on Christmas Eve, and then where does it live for those 3 days of celebration?
Oh, the joy of a big drinks fridge, Matt.
Yeah, no. but then you've got to find somewhere to put the drinks.
Oh, a couple of bags of ice in the bath.
Ice in the bath is the only way to go. You just got to get my 20 bags of ice in the bath, and then you're going to move all your drinks upstairs. It's a conundrum.
Oh, the first world problems that you experience, Matt Preston.
I know. It's really, really hard. Don't do it.
Mate, thank you for your time. And of course, tidings of the season to you. I hope it's a terrific Christmas for yourself, your gorgeous wife and your lovely kids and all of the extended family. Thanks for joining us today, mate.
And thank you to all your joy listeners as well.
Cheers, Matt.
Bye.
That's very lovely, Matt Preston, who's a terrific fellow, and it sounds like he's got some serious first world problems, boys.
Yeah.
How did that Muscat sound on ice with the crushed mint, by the way?
I'm going to have to go home and try that one.
I think I'll be trying to do it this afternoon.
Yeah, definitely something.
This afternoon.
Now, some of us have to go back to work.
Yes, that's tough, isn't it? More messages. Hi, Pete. Just thought I'd let you know we have two or three tables still available at Rochford for Christmas lunch. That's from John. You can call the winery there, Rochford Wines. So you might want to give them a bit of a bell if you're willing to make the drive out. You may need a designated driver to get you out to Rochford and back. Hey there, peeps. Joyous greetings, and let's all just be happy that we live in the best country in the world. That's enough of a Christmas gift to me. Thank you, Melina. And, oh, we've got another guest who's going to come and pop their head in very shortly and have a chat to us about what's on the table at the Intercontinental. So we're going to get a bit fancy. But, guys, cocktails for Christmas and summer. What are we going to do?
As Matt said, keeping it nice and simple, which seems to be our trend at the moment. But lots of stone fruits coming in now and some amazing stuff. We've got a little fresh fruiters across the road from us that we get all our fresh fruit stuff straight from the markets. And you know, you go and buy peaches, white peaches from Coles, and you go and buy white peaches from
him. No, you don't go and buy white peaches from Coles. You do not go and buy fruit and vegetable from Coles.
There's not a lot of fruit there, is there? I mean, you can buy it, and it looks like it should, but it certainly doesn't taste the way it does.
No, I'm all for, and people who listen to this program on it, even on a semi-regular basis will know that I hate going to the supermarkets to buy fruit or anything like that. It's all got to come from local farmers' markets. You know, go and find a little fruiter who knows what's in season. You talked about it earlier, Josh, about your philosophy about the food in the restaurant. It's got to be fresh, it's got to be local, and it's got to be seasonal. Otherwise, you're just supporting, you know, chemical companies, and that's just wrong.
Absolutely.
So, look, lots of white peach, I think, is something we're going to be working with in January.
Bellinis?
Definitely. Yeah, Bellinis, and just a good reduction. Which down to a cocktail sauce and away you go.
If people don't know what a Bellini is, but you know, there's some people who drink beer. What's a Bellini?
Just champagne, and it depends. I mean, the Bellini these days, a million different ways to do it. I use a white peach sauce and a little bit of vodka just to balance it out.
And good champagne.
Yeah. Is there any other kind?
No, there is not. Champagne is good, as long as it is champagne. I'm going to be back with Daniel and Josh very shortly. I'm going to bring another guest into the studio. But first of all, I need to assault you with yet another festive tune. This one is from a mob called the Futureheads, and it's called Christmas Was Better in the 80s, because, well, pretty much everything was better in the 80s. This is Cravings here on Joy 94.9, 12:39 at the minute, 21 minutes to 1, right through with you until 2 o'clock. So 2 hours of Cravings today in place of Detours. 0427 Joy 949. Tell us what's on your Christmas table, 1300 Joy 949. You can ring Mushin sitting on the front desk on air at joy.org.au, or you can send a tweet to cravings _ Joy 949. It's 20 minutes to 2. 1.
Joy 94.9.
Hey, this is Hazel Dean, and I'd love you all to have a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
We determined Hazel Dean, ladies and gentlemen, recorded a disco song in the 70s, I think. I'm not quite sure what it was called. Perhaps you can help me. 0427 Joy 949 is the SMS. You can email onair at joy.org.au. You can phone 1300 Joy 949, or you can send a tweet to cravings _ Joy 949. Still have Daniel Lamura and Josh Andrewarther in the studio with me. They are from Agent 284 in Smith Street, Collingwood. We're now joined by Aidan from, who is the food and beverage manager at the Intercontinental. We're going a bit upper class now to a five-star. Is it a five-star hotel?
It is a five-star hotel, yes.
And how long have you been in charge of its food and beverage department?
That's the last 18 months.
Okay. And you're a hotel boy from way back?
Oh, from forever, to be very honest.
Have you worked in... Drop some names. Who have you worked? What hotels you worked in?
I helped set the Metropole up over there, and I also worked for 8 years at Claridge's in London.
Oh, fancy.
Worked for Gordon Ramsay Fruit as well.
I did ask you to drop names. I didn't think you were going to quite be that fancy. So what's Christmas for you guys? Obviously, are you working on Christmas Day?
No.
No, because you're an executive. You don't work.
Well, I would normally, but I've got a family in from the UK, so family time.
So are you British by birth, or are you...
No, I'm Australian. My parents are British, so I spend a lot of time over there.
Very good. So Christmas at the Intercontinental, talk us through. What's you've got a number of dining spaces that are all, I'm assuming, full?
Yeah, we're all fully booked for Christmas. I mean, it books out. We were done by mid-November.
Right.
So, I mean, people tend to plan ahead, especially when you're going out to a five-star hotel.
Yep.
They do book up very, very quickly. So we're doing a five-course lunch.
Yep.
We don't do much for Christmas Eve because that tends to be more... sort of at home with families.
Mm.
So
watching Christmas carols on television.
Yeah, all the cartoons, The Grinch. so we do that. We've got our bars all open so people can come and drink before they head off for lunch or head off for dinner. And, we've only got the one restaurant, but that's what we do.
Do you have family traditions that make their way onto your Christmas table that your family have always done?
Yeah, we make a chocolate log, But obviously we're in Australia, so it's a bit hot, so we actually make it out of ice cream.
A chocolate log.
Out of ice cream. Chocolate ice cream logs with
bits of fruit and booze in them.
Lots of booze. Lots of booze. A bit of a flake on top, you know.
Nice. So that's a tradition that... So you do it with ice cream?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because it's hot, so it's
chocolate
nice.
Ice cream.
Yeah.
Hmm. Sounds fancy. Boys, chocolate
sounds
log.
Sounds nice.
Still doesn't beat your fresh fruit and your fresh seafood. fresh fruit is not a Christmas dessert. And beverages, what's on the table for your Christmas?
I've got champagne.
Champagne.
Always champagne for Christmas.
Do you have a particular, and we probably shouldn't mention brand names too often, but do you have a particular champagne that you just love that you can't
To be honest, it depends on the occasion. You know, if you're lots of people, you want something a bit lighter, so go with something like Verve or what have you. But if you're sitting down for a nice meal, I think something with a bit of vintage on it, you know. Got a very nice... Cuvée Lelou, which I'll be drinking this year.
Nice. Yeah. I'm a tat boy. I love Tattinger. I don't think there's a better champagne than Tattinger.
No. I mean, Tattinger's beautiful as well, but it just depends what you like. I mean, there's so many varieties out there. So.
Because we are talking about Christmas, we'd like to hear what you are doing for yours. What's on your table? 0427-JOY949. Tell us what's for Christmas lunch, or you can email onair@joy.org.au. We've had a very big response already. We were talking about spaces that were free as well. We did mention that Rochford... I think John said he's got some tables down there at Rochford. It'd be nice to have Christmas lunch in a winery, don't you think?
Yeah, it would be quite nice. Yeah, nice kind of scenery and all that sort of stuff, and they always put on good food.
And you wouldn't run out of booze, would you? And you might even get them to bring up some museum stock. John, I hope you're listening. Museum stock's a really good idea. You can send me a... I don't know whether I'll get it here before Tuesday, will we? So talk about... how did you end up at the Intercontinental? Talk about your... Are you a chef by trade or do you...
No, I'm actually... By trade, I'm an architect. So I dropped out of that, became a bartender. So in hospitality, I'm a bartender.
Now, Daniel, you two boys should talk because you what were you before you became a bartender?
I was a tradie.
A tradie.
3 years in the trade, heavy machinery, earth moving.
Not quite architecture, but...
Well, LinkedIn, excavators and backhoes, and then dropped out of it and became
buildings
a bartender. Yeah.
Just swore, excuse me, buildings and things. So you became a bartender. What was the appeal for you to...
Oh, to be honest, I was...
Was it to pick up girls?
Yeah, it just sounded like a good life, you know? Get to drink a lot, you're out at night. What more could you want, really?
You didn't have to work on the pickup lines, I think.
Yeah.
They just came to you.
Fancy. And the more booze you give people, the more pickup lines I imagine you get.
Yeah, or the less you need.
Very true.
Yeah.
I'm liking the sound of this. And then how do you get from a bartender to a food and beverage manager in a five-star hotel?
Well, being a bartender in London, then I moved to Claridge's in their bar.
Yep.
And I basically moved up through the ranks there, and then... was a bar manager.
Yep.
And to be honest, I thought that's as far as I really wanted to go. But, you know, you get to the top of that and then you sort of feel, well, maybe I can spread out and learn some new things. So I just put my hand up and gave it a go, really. So I came back here, looked at the Metropole, which is a fantastic hotel. I mean, just beautiful. We opened that up, helped open up the club lounge on the top floor.
Yep.
And then I had an opportunity where the GM from the Intercontinental, he came over from Dusseldorf and he happened to work with my wife. So she said, you got to go work for this guy. So I did.
So talk to us. Where is the Metropole for those that don't know?
Crown Metropole's on part of the Crown Complex on the South Bank.
It's part of the big gambling den.
That's right.
I see. And then you... Was that a hard switch to go from Crown to the Intercont?
No, not really. I mean, it's different branding and different ideas, but at the end of the day, they're both five-star hotels. They're both providing fabulous service for all their guests. So as long as you want to provide great service, it's easy to work in.
Now, there are going to be people who are going, five-star hotels, who can afford to stay in them? It's such a treat to stay at a five-star hotel.
Yeah.
And as compared, you know, you think of, I'll go and stay at a Mercure for $199 a night or something like that. So to go and have that wonderful experience at a five-star hotel is a very different and very unique thing.
Yeah, I mean, five-star hotels, but also nowadays five-star hotels are getting, I mean, they're getting more accessible and service is changing. So it's not pretentious, it's not overly stuffy, it's just about providing whatever you want. I mean, that's our sort of philosophy. If you want it, it's seamless, it's easy. Just a really relaxing way to spend your time.
Nice. Are you five-star hotel boys, or are you...
Oh, sometimes I have done it. I'm on the odd occasion, but, yeah, depends what
I used to work for five-star hotels, and my partner has suggested on numerous occasions that we go camping. And that's sort of kind of my idea of hell.
In a five-star hotel.
No, well, I did suggest that. I did say that the only stars I'm sleeping under, there'll be five of them. Because if it doesn't have a minibar or room service, I don't see the point. I'm not going to dig a hole to go to the bathroom. I think that's caveman sort of stuff.
The million-star hotel.
True. Do you go and get into the camping or anything like that? Or have you become a bit of a snob because of... not a snob, but somebody who's very used to luxury?
I'm used to luxury and I like it.
I'll save with you.
I'll have a fewer holidays, but make sure I spend the money and go out somewhere fancy.
Where's your perfect holiday destination? If we could wave the magic Christmas wand, where would you go?
For Christmas? In the snow. It has to be the snow for Christmas.
So it's cold for you?
Yeah. I find, to be honest, I've been back in Australia 3 years. I still find it odd, hot and sunny at Christmas time.
Which probably mucks up your equilibrium for the Christmas lunch, does it?
Yeah, it's lots of turkey and roast pork and
duck.
Hot.
You just got to have duck because you want duck fat to cook your potatoes. I'm waving the magic Christmas wand for you, Daniel. Where's if you could be anywhere for Christmas this year, where would it be?
I spent 2 weeks in Amsterdam last year. I reckon I'd love to do a Christmas.
Do you remember it?
Yes, unfortunately. It was a very interesting 2 weeks.
What do they eat for Christmas in Amsterdam?
I don't know. I wasn't there for Christmas. I know they have trouble doing good steak. I had real trouble finding a decent steak. But the breads were amazing. I'll never forget the breads. And it was real bread. There was no preservatives. It would go hard and you could still eat it and you could still enjoy it.
As you should. Josh, you're sitting there crapping yourself. I've got the magic wand. Where are you going? Back to Queensland? Back to Brizzy?
No, I like the cold as well for Christmas.
Okay.
So, yeah, somewhere where I could ski or snowboard. And my girlfriend's Swedish, so I'd have to say Sweden.
Very nice. Oh, very nice indeed. I think I'd like to go to Dubbo for Christmas, I think. In the combi. No, I would not at all. It is 8 minutes to one here on Joy 94.9. I'm with you until 2 o'clock. We're going to continue talking all about all things Christmas. We've got another mate of ours coming in just after 1 o'clock. He's from The Point in Albert Park. He'll be able to tell us what he does for Christmas and talk us through a great big Albert Park Point restaurant lunch. We're also going to talk to Dan Hollywood Sims about some of the beverages we should be drinking over the Christmas period, because it's not really Christmas without us talking to Dan. And hopefully we're going to have a chat to Rod Faulkner a bit later. He's the man with the meat. He's all about ham. Guys, if we wanted to send people to visit you at Agent 284, obviously 284 Smith, what time in the day do you open?
So we're opened over Christmas. Like I said, just closed Christmas Day and New Year's Day till 6 p.m.
Yep.
So obviously our first year there, so we just want to open up and see who comes
down. So what time do you open up this afternoon?
No, we open 8 a.m. every day of the week, 7 days a week
morning.
For breakfast.
Yep.
We do an all-day breakfast till 4.
Yep.
And then we have an all-day menu that runs into the night.
Yep.
We had two separate menus, lunch and dinner, and we just found that
ridiculous.
People wanted an all-day menu. Mm. Yeah. You can come in and get a pork belly, 14-hour cooked pork belly for lunch.
Oh, I know where I'm going when I get off this radio station at 2 o'clock, because I love pork belly. I think pork and duck are my two favourite things in the whole world.
A lot of duck for us this summer.
Yeah.
Duck's good. Should have duck for Christmas lunch. It is 7 minutes to one. Put your hands together and thank Daniel and Josh. Thanks, boys, for coming in and sharing this first hour with me. Good luck, continued success with the venue.
Thanks, Pete.
Thank you.
And the best we send people down for a cocktail as well, because I believe they are the thing for summer. What's a quick cocktail before you go?
Ooh, one that I enjoy?
Yep, that people can be making on Christmas Day to get their relatives plastered so they can fight with them.
Look, a good liqueur. For me, it'd be an apricot brandy, easy accessible, some honey, a little bit of vodka.
Yep.
Shake it up.
And drink it.
And drink it.
Apricot, honey, and vodka. It sounds like the perfect breakfast for me for Christmas when I get out of bed.
It's an all-day thing.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm with the in-laws for Christmas, so I'd...
lots of vodka.
Yeah, they're quite possibly. It is 6 minutes to one here on Joy 94.9. I'll be back very shortly with to chat a little more to Aidan. We'll get Justin in. We'll talk some wine. We'll talk some meat. Thanks to Daniel and Josh from Agent 284 in Collingwood. It's 5 minutes to two. To one. What am I doing? Good Lord.
Joy 94.9.
Nothing like a bit of Boy George singing a Christmas carol, I should think. Very shortly, little Matty T, as I want to call him, is going to bring you the 1 o'clock news. We'll see if we can get an update on what's happening with that hostage situation in Germany, which is more to the point. So Matty's here with the news very shortly, and then we'll be back to talk more.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.